KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports this morning. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell expects major strides from the Cyclone offense this season. There is added experience up front, and quarterback Kyle Kemp returns after being granted an extra year after helping lead the Cyclones to an 8-5 record a year ago.
We're just starting to get to where we want to be offensively in terms of an evolution of an offense. And a lot of that was kind of the cards we were dealt early on, where now we've been able to recruit tight ends, you know, where you've got flexibility there, and now those guys are redshirt sophomores who are developed and look like what tight ends, you know, you want them to be able to do. And, you know, the backfield position, if we can stay healthy and have, you know, more than a couple guys there that can have multiple skill sets, that's big for us.
Campbell says there has been a big difference with this being the third year of his tenure.
The neat thing is now you're talking about a program that has a culture. You know, I think it was a lot easier for those early guys because some of those guys end up becoming the leaders as freshmen or sophomore, where now you look at our team and you say, well, each position group, there's great leadership and you have to conform to the culture. You're not going to do it your way. You're going to do it the Iowa State way.
Campbell says there's a sense of confidence right now with the offense.
We found an identity as the season went on last year, and that took about a year and four games for us to kind of anchor into what is our identity on the defensive side of the football. And I think that being able to create an identity, having the ability to get better as the season went on, I think there's a lot of confidence in that room right now.
Yeah, Campbell says the Cyclone defense found its identity about midway through last season.
The neat thing for us is now, can we get better? Well, we've only played this defense for seven games or six games, so I think the flexibility and the variations that we have, I think you can only see us really settling in and being confident in what our guys do, and I think confidence is the key to success, especially on the defensive side of the football today.
Iowa State opens up at home on September 1st against South Dakota State. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Jack Flaherty cruised through six innings, and Matt Carpenter hit another homer as the Cardinals nipped the Pirates 2-1. Flaherty allowed three hits with seven strikeouts and one walk in his longest outing since July 3rd. Carpenter hit a solo shot in the fifth, and Jed Jerko singled to drive in a run later that inning to give the Cardinals a 2-0 lead. And they went on to the 2-1 victory in a game heard here yesterday on KJAN. We'll have Cardinal baseball tonight for you as well on KJAN. Cards and the Marlins in Miami. 5:15 is the pregame start time, and 6:10 is first pitch in that contest, and you can catch it all right here tonight on the radio. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Atlanta beat the New York Mets in 10 innings, 5-4. Philadelphia downing Miami, 5-3. Washington, 2-1 over Cincinnati. It was Colorado, 5-4 in 11 innings over Milwaukee. San Diego over Chicago, 10-6. San Francisco beat Arizona, 3-2. In the American League, rookie Jake Cave hit his first career grand slam to put the Twins ahead to stay in a 6-5 win against the Royals. Here, Adrianza had an RBI single in the fourth before scoring on Robbie Grossman's double that put Minnesota up 6-2. Fernando Rodney put three runners on base in the ninth and had the tying run at third before he notched his 24th save. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Cleveland over L.A. 4-3. Chicago beat Tampa Bay 8-7. Baltimore over Texas 9-6. Oakland 6-0 over Detroit. Seattle beat Toronto 6-3. Boston over the New York Yankees in 10 innings 5-4. In interleague play, it was the Dodgers over Houston by a 3-2 final in yesterday's play. In other Major League Baseball news, the Astros have placed starting pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. on the 10-day disabled list with right elbow discomfort, and they activated right-handed reliever Roberto Osuna. McCullers left Saturday's game after four shutout innings and returned to Houston to get a more detailed examination from team doctors. Osuna was acquired from the Toronto Blue Jays in a trade deadline deal last week, and he's coming off a 75-day Major League Baseball-imposed suspension for violation of the league's domestic violence policy. Also around the league, the St. Louis Cardinals have claimed right-handed starting pitcher Tyson Ross on waivers from San Diego. Ross is 6-9 with a .445 earned run average in 22 starts with San Diego this season and will likely slot into the Cardinals' rotation, which has dealt with multiple injuries, including the shoulder of ace Carlos Martinez. Ross will be an unrestricted free agent in 2019, and St. Louis will take care of the remaining money on his $1.75 million contract. Angels manager Mike Socha has dismissed a report that he's stepping down after this season. Socha has managed the Angels since 2000 and said Sunday that he won't talk about his future with the club until the season comes to a close. The Angels were missing outfielder Mike Trout Sunday for the fourth straight game with a lingering right wrist injury. He hasn't played since injuring his wrist while sliding on a steal attempt Wednesday in Tampa. Also, right-hander Jordan Lyles has been claimed off waivers from the San Diego Padres. The Brewers took Lyles. San Diego also promoted right-hander Trey Wingmenter from AAA El Paso. Giants catcher Buster Posey returned to the lineup for Sunday's series finale against the Diamondbacks. Posey missed Saturday's game while in concussion protocol after he was hit in the mask with a foul ball during Friday's game. In golf news, Justin Thomas earned his third PGA title of the year, capturing the Bridgestone Invitational by four strokes over Kyle Stanley. Thomas closed with a 1-under par 69 for a 15-under total at Firestone Country Club in Akron. He captured his first World Golf Championship and heads to his title defense at the PGA Championship with plenty of momentum. Thomas is the third player with three PGA wins so far this season. Dustin Johnson and Torbjorn Olsen finished five shots back. Tiger Woods fired a 73, ending up 15 shots back after beginning the third round just five off the pace. Kenny Perry captured his third and final 3M Championship, a PGA Tour Champions event that's being replaced by the PGA Tour's 3M Open. Perry shot a 3-under 69 for a three-stroke victory over Wes Short Jr., who closed with a 63. Short got within two shots with three holes to go, but Perry made a birdie putt at 16 before finishing 21-under for the tournament. Georgia Hall has earned her first major title by rallying to win the Women's British Open at Royal Lithum and St. Anne's. The 22-year-old Englishwoman took the lead for the first time after a 20-foot putt for birdie on the 16th hole and stayed steady to post a 5-under par 67. She won the tournament by two strokes over her closest competitor. And in racing, Chase Elliott has won the NASCAR Cup race at Watkins Glen, holding off Martin Truex Jr. in a scintillating finish. Truex ran second to Elliott for the entire final stage before beginning a steady close. It was a two-car race as the rest of the field was more than 11 seconds back. It was Elliott's first career win in his 99th Cup start and 250th for Hendrick Motorsports. Kyle Busch finished third, followed by Daniel Suarez and Eric Jones. All three are from Joe Gibbs Racing. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.